Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crusader Talk. Glad to have you with us on this Monday. Caleb Hamill and Josh West with you as we count down the days to the first kickoff of the season of soccer and also a little bit of volleyball and everything else in between. Got a lot to come to today. Not only is it about the ball sports, but we're also going to talk a little bit of long-distance running, cross-country running. I think I made that joke before. I think we've had the old Sid Caesar line with Grease. It's an oldie but a goodie, right?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
That is absolutely right. That's the way that it was meant to be, and it forever will be. Thank you to that 1970s movie and hit Grease. I need to go back and watch it someday. It's always a good one.
Oh, it never ages.
No.
It never ages.
Does. Never does indeed. All right, so to start off the show, we are going to talk a little bit of long-distance running with our very own Ryan McKenzie, who joins us on the phone to start off this edition of Crusader Talk. Coach, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. It seems like I just spoke to you guys about going to a nice place by the beach and having some good food, and we're back at it, right?
That's right. We like to talk about the good summer days. What was the best thing you ate over the summer, by the way?
Well, I had this dish called goat water when I went to St. Kitts, the Caribbean island of St. Kitts. It was called goat water. It was like a stew. It was really good.
Interesting. I got to go, if I were doing it myself, when we went up to Gatlinburg for a couple days, oddly enough, it was this truck that was selling birria tacos, which is basically like the roast beef Mexican tacos on the almost like quesadillas and a consomme you could dip it in. Best thing I've ever put in my mouth, and I have yet to replicate it anywhere here in Hattiesburg. I'm looking. Anybody out there got the suggestions, holler at me. Let me know where's the best place to get the birria tacos. Josh, what about you?
Best thing I ate all summer?
Yes.
Old Hickory Steakhouse in Columbus, Mississippi.
That's a good one.
That was only about a week and a half ago, and I could tell when I walked in the restaurant when nobody was really carrying on conversation. This was not a lively place. There wasn't music. When everybody was quiet and chewing. Mm. And then every single plate had various cuts with their knife and fork. Everything was different shaped on the plate of their steak. But every single steak looked like it'd come off the cover of a magazine. I said, oh, this is going to be good.
That's the right place to be.
Yes. And so literally, the only thing was is that my steak disappeared too quickly.
Mm.
Wow. It was like 12 to 14 ounces, Coach, and it wasn't big enough. So we could have done more. And it was a simple recipe, but I highly recommend the 4.7 out of 5 stars, Old Hickory Steakhouse in Columbus.
So you say Old Hickory Steakhouse is the place to be. Right now the place to be is Hattiesburg, Mississippi, as we get sent for another athletic season. And, Coach, I got on social media earlier, and already your guys and girls are off and running with the first runs of the year and a whole lot to come to with training and getting ready for the upcoming season. But tell us a little bit about who we can expect to be pieces to this puzzle that you try to piece together for this 2025-26 season.
Well, as we come in, as you said, that today was our first official day of cross-country season. We've had our athletes on campus now for about a week, just getting them acclimated to campus life, getting those physicals done and all that good stuff. And today was the first official day of practice that we could start. So we had a little morning run at 5:45 this morning. We'll be back at it in the morning at 5:45 again with a little time trial. So we're headed into to a battle. Of course, this year I want to try, and as I've talked to one of our guys that we're possibly going to bring in, that's still in the final stage of hiring. We're talking about doing this thing, and also the men and women of the team. We're talking about attacking this cross-country season as a unit. Sometimes with cross-country, you have your front runners and you have your first places, but we want to attack it as a unit this year. So I want to say that our men and women cross-country team are going to be the people that I want to say are going to be my prospects to put out there, the entire team on both sides. So we're going to do this thing as a unit. Also, we do have some big news that I just heard of today. It will be dropping Thursday. We were announced today on our women's team on the poll, the SSAC poll. We are coming in as number one preseason poll. We got a little work to do on the men. We're not ranked as high as we normally be, but we're going to get there. So we're ready for this season.
Hey, we like that underdog mentality. And by the way, I've always wanted to hear a little bit about this. And in fact, it came back up in conversation as I was driving home today. But there are all of these different athletic programs, whether it be football, baseball, basketball, the type of groups that like to hold their cards close to their chest. Football is all about, don't want the other team to know your playbook and what's going to happen whenever you come out there on the field. And training is all about trying to get that playbook perfected and all the plays memorized and all of those things. Cross country is not that way. The athletes are either fast or they're not. Now, the pacing and all, that's a mental thing that goes into it. But as far as you in preparation for the different races and events that'll come in the coming months, what are the biggest things that your guys and girls have to focus on and train up for as they move about the weeks?
Well, if I'm going to be honest with you, cross country is similar to what you just said at first, to where it's a strategy and you kind of don't want everybody to know your strategy. Some meets you may have all your athletes go out and just go for it and let's see how far we can go. And then some meets you may want to kind of hit it and then hold off a little bit. So it's a strategy to it, and you want to necessarily let your athletes themselves find themselves throughout the year, and then you come up with that strategy right there at the championship time. And you kind of don't want the other teams to know how you're going to handle it because they don't know if you're going to go at it and you're going to have your front runner to just try to hammer it right there, or you're going to run in as a pack and kind of try to stay on the backs of the front runner and then make your move in the middle. So it's kind of a strategy, and you don't want everybody to know where you are with that.
And that's why you get paid the big bucks, and I just sit here in a chair and talk about sports.
Coach Josh over here across the table tonight with Caleb, not only producing but also in the captain's chair tonight. The thing that I was thinking about today, knowing we were going to have you back on, is about the strength of the program, the strength of the recruiting of the program on the track and field side, indoor, outdoor, and cross country. And the fact that Mississippi, being such a small rural state, there are still hidden gems out there. How much does that play into the story of William Carey Track, even in 2025, the fact that there are still some raw products, if you will, that you can go out and nab that people don't know about because of the reputation of this program?
Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'm gonna say this: we have a stellar athlete on our men's team, and he's right here from this area by the name of Luke Skinner. And we look at him as a hidden gem, even though we knew what he could do. He came in last year and broke the 800 record indoor and outdoor. We look for him to do some great things this cross country season. He's really been working hard this summer. I saw him just the other day. I told him I thought he got a little taller, so we're gonna see. And I just I think that, to go back to your question, William Carey has stood on recruiting local. And when I say local, I mean in the Mississippi area. We try to bring our athletes in, and we try to make sure that we keep them there, bring them home, and we, let them develop.
Coach, I love the locality of it all. I do have this little wondering thought in my head of what's the furthest out you've ever recruited an athlete?
Furthest out? Oh, shucks. Probably, I would say, we have Nigerians, we have Ghana, I can't really say the farthest, I just know we've been out. Spain, we got a few.
That's pretty good, going across the pond. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Coach Farrell, who's going to come on in the next segment. I know him and Coach Owens both recruit internationally, widely, and so it just made me think, I wonder, with a team that's so local-centric, just how far out you've gone. And I do remember, now that you mentioned it, all the different people we've had from Europe, Africa, and all of those different areas as well. Got about a minute left, and Coach, I want you to give you an opportunity to spread the word and tell people how they can keep in touch with what you guys are doing, because y'all put a lot of content out there.
Of course, always we have content on social media. You can find us on William Carey Facebook page or our William Carey Instagram page, or you can go directly to our athletics page and you can click the link there. We're always rolling. We're always open to you guys coming out and support. We will have our first cross-country meet September the 5th. We'll be right up the road at Mississippi College. We look to go do well there. So if you guys can, come out and support us.
Hey, that sounds like a plan. And by the way, you do all that social media stuff yourself, don't you?
Yep, I'm pretty much the man behind the button. So, hey, don't quote me on that, but pretty much.
Hey, it's not an easy thing to do. I've had to do it myself. I'm wearing two hats tonight, as a matter of fact, as Josh pointed out earlier. So multitasking, though not my strong suit, it sounds like it seems to be yours.
Yes, sir, and that's so.
All righty. Well, Coach McKenzie, wish you all the best of luck this upcoming season, and we look forward to seeing what you guys and girls do.
Thank you so much. Glad you guys had me.
All right. That is Coach Ryan McKenzie, head track and field. He's also dips his toe in the water when it comes to the cross country. All the running and field events as well. Always love having him on.
Yeah, no, certainly do. And again, just what they've been able to do and the fact that it's a global product, but yet they're also getting the best of the local as well and mixing that in. Tremendous, tremendous job. They're always going to reload year after year.
Yep. In fact, last national championship that William Carey had was under his umbrella. Well, where will the next one come from? Well, we got a man in studio that's going to tell us about how his program may be the next one to step on that podium. We'll talk to Coach Barry Farrell next up on Crusader Talk. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right. Back with you here on Crusader Talk. Good conversation with Ryan McKenzie. You can catch that on demand if you missed it earlier live on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3. Always streaming online, by the way, supertalkhattiesburg.com. So if you're abroad, wrapping up the summer with a last-minute vacation, need to catch us on a Monday, that's how you do it. Or, as always, on demand wherever you get your podcast from. All right, in studio today, we always love our studio guests. Josh and I do. We have the friend of the pod. I feel like if there's anybody that deserves that title, friend of the pod, for the numerous appearances he's made. He's been my co-host before when we had the live remote show of Crusader Talk. Coach Barry Farrell joins us in studio. Coach, how are you?
I feel special sitting in your seat today.
That's
actually,
right.
You know, so
you're in the Caleb chair.
But I'm in the Caleb chair, so I feel feel special.
I've had to go over here and relearn my numbers because it's definitely not the order that you would expect. They are not left to right at all. So I had to make sure I got everything in order. But hey, we got it figured out. We got everybody's mic turned on and we're good to go. But hey, glad to have you with us. And going to be talking actual soccer about to be played. I had my sister-in-law, who's a Carey student, get moved in over the weekend, and she's getting ready for classes and everything else. The cafeteria is starting to fill back up, yep. And it's school is ready to be back in session.
You know, I just thought about this, though. So, if you're the most tenured voice at William Carey around the table, and then I would be second, if you will, at the table, but is Barry Farrell not the most recognized voice on campus for those that know him?
I think so. I think you can hear him from down the hall or around the corner. You're like, that's Coach Farrell.
That's Coach Farrell.
That's Coach Farrell.
We love it. We love it. We can't get enough of the boys and the lads. We love
always
it.
Always the boys.
Always the boys. I appreciate so much just getting texts from Kivo and just saying, I got to go hang out with the lads before I leave, and you got to go wish them cheerio before I leave. You know, I'm like, oh, pour that directly into my veins. Like, I love
Which
it.
Which Kivo gets
because our conversation is so boring. You know, maybe somebody in another part of the country loves the redneck southern draw, but not like Ireland. I don't care what Roy's talking about. I don't care what Padraig Harrington's talking about. Just ask some questions. Am I right, Coach?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's just more interesting.
He's so humble about it, too.
It's just more interesting.
He's like, enough about my voice. Talk about soccer.
But we can't go to Ireland and get this kind of love. They're going to know where we're from, but we're not getting this kind of love in Ireland.
Well, if we bring him with us, maybe.
But Barry's a superstar in South Mississippi.
Coach, first of all, as we try to rein it back in here, I don't know how we're going to do it. This is a big year coming up. There's some big pieces coming into the fold this year. Big home schedule. Something that I joked about last podcast was that it was with Ben Smith. We mentioned last year Kerry went undefeated at home, and then all of a sudden I look at the schedule this year, and there's a ton of home games.
Yeah, we got 15 with preseason. We got 15 home games out of the 20 games starting tomorrow night.
Did that make sense as much as anything, a budget standpoint?
Yeah, like I'm always trying to find ways. Obviously, with our facilities and the field being such good conditions, teams reach out to me all the time wanting to come to William Carey, and it makes sense, you know, on a and like you said, on a budget sense, that if we can do it, I'd rather play home, you know, and we do have some away conference games, which is great, and then national championship. You know, you want to build that kind of fortress at home, especially if you're going to host that opening first and second round, and that's the goal then, and then go to the national championship.
Well, we've even talked about it with Coach Holford before, just about hosting, say, the baseball opening round. You have to put in a bid for several thousand dollars just to be selected for it. And you think, why would you pay so much money to be a host when you could travel somewhere else and somebody else buy the money? Well, when you tabulate all of the costs of charter bus, whether it be a plane if you have to go somewhere, and the meals as well, you all of a sudden add those dollars up and you're coming out pretty if you stay at home and host it versus if you go on the road and have to afford all those things, especially if you make it a long ways.
Well, that's a credit to Coach Farrell, Tracy English, the staff, because if it's the spring, the whole fall staff is out, you know, being a part of a regional. If it's the fall, then the entire spring staff is out being a part of a regional. They're putting on a hat, and you're going to find them floating around at a game day. You know, you might see Coach English over there flipping burgers and flipping sausage dogs and things like that, making it work at a small university as it grows. It's going to grow. It is growing. But it's what, you know, teamwork makes the dream work, as they say.
That's right. Now, granted, this most recent year was Coach Burt that was flipping the burgers.
Now, you can flip them.
And I will not say whether or not he's as good of a burger flipper as he is a tailgate tent protector, because we may or may not have lost one during the last opening round.
He is a very good post-game meal purchaser.
And
he takes a lot of input from the team and even broadcasters. We even get a vote sometimes on the road. So, yeah, tip of the cap to you, Coach Burt.
Absolutely. We just – he's also a great history buff. We may have to get him on sometime just to talk about some of the history side, not just the JV basketball and everything else side. But we'll get him back on for something like that. But, Coach, so a lot of home games coming up in this season. A lot of teams want to come play at William Carey. And what it all boils down to is you've got a conference schedule ahead of you outside the non-con. We'll skip ahead because we're broadcasting, so we can do that. A lot of change coming from last year to this year. A lot of new faces in the coaching ranks, as a matter of fact. Tell us a little bit about Dalton State, Mobile. Lots going to be new.
Yeah, Dalton State coach moved on. Mobile coach moved on. William Penn head coach moved on. Obviously, two of those coaches played for the national championship. Mobile coach as well is being up there as well. So, yeah, a lot of changes in the NAI on the coaching ranks.
And when it comes down to what the top of the NAI looks, you know, William Carey's right up there, not just because of the coaching changes for the other schools, but also the personnel that you bring back or bring into the fold. And when it comes to the SSAC picture, when you lose those top two coaches, it really elevates William Carey's status.
Yeah, I mean, we should be in the NAI preseason. We're going to be top, you know, top three probably, and you know, with the conference as well, right up there as well as number one.
Yeah, we've already had a conference preseason top 10 or top whatever. The rankings drop for volleyball, and I expect soccer should drop sometime this week. Maybe if you're listening to the podcast form of this show, it's already out. Just check out ssacsports.com, or it may be already reposted on the Carey Athletics pages. But when it comes to rankings, do you ever take that really into account at all?
Yeah, it's nice. Listen, a lot of coaches will say, you know, it's going on last year, and it is, but it's at the end of the day, it's nice to be number one. You want to be number one at the end of this season, but you know, I want to be number one all the time. So if we have a chance to be number one straight off the bat, we will take it.
Well, in a day when advertising is so expensive and there's so much content, that's free advertising that you can't put a dollar amount on.
That's for recruiting as well. I mean, a lot of these top players, especially from junior college, from previous season recruiting players, they will just Google the top 10 NAI teams that are ranked and email those top 10 teams and go from there. So it's extremely important to be in that mix.
Speaking of recruiting, speaking of personnel, with the way that you gather them in from the four wins, this is a team that comes together late. And so fast starts have been tricky because of how long it takes for this group to gel. What are your hopes for this year as the team is still arriving to the Hub City?
Yeah, I mean, it's for preseason, it's exactly that, getting the boys together, to gel together. You know, we obviously start tomorrow. We're still in preseason. We still, just talking to you earlier, we still have four players still going through the eligibility center. I still have one player coming probably by the end of the week, one or two injuries. So we need to start strong to stay in that position. But like similar to last year, we came strong when it mattered, and the work we're doing off the field in traction and on the field as well will come strong towards the end of the season as well. And that's when you win the national championship. That's what we're going for. Our goal is to win a national championship.
And you're getting some heat from the top. All the coaches, hey, Dr. Burnett's saying, hey, when am I going to get a national championship on my watch?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think most programs in the conference have won, you know, conference tournaments and leagues and that as well. So, yeah, he wants to win. And, you know, we've had conversations. I'm sure he's had conversations with every coach. And same with Tracy English as well. It's like, let's go. Let's get this national championship.
But that's obviously it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, somewhat in jest. I mean, obviously, it's the ultimate goal, and you want that, but that's encouraging y'all, of course.
And I think it's an honest goal that is achievable. You think about the other universities in this state, they're not saying that, man, we're due for a national championship as strongly as William Carey is.
Oh, 100%.
They're getting the thoughts of, man, it would be great to win our conference, or, man, it would be great to have a X amount of wins season. No. The goal at Carey is very clear. It has to be the top team when all is said and done. And, hey, we've seen teams get very close in years gone by. Men's soccer finished at one of their highest points ever in their program's history a season ago. Looking forward to seeing how much the next step can be achieved in the coming moments. So, when we come out, we will have our third segment. Going to talk a little bit about the SSAC and a broader picture coming up on this next athletic calendar year. And we'll get to those volleyball preseason rankings as well. You'll be interested to see where William Carey finished out in that. That and more coming up as we continue on Crusader Talk.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Crusader Talk continues here on a Monday. Big news over the weekend was teased. In fact, made Josh and I go, did we forget something? Did all of a sudden something change that we weren't aware of? Are we getting a new logo? Well, kind of. New secondary mark being added to the university's arsenal. Funny, I use the word arsenal. That kind of flows right into what it actually is. And it is a play on Ephesians 6 and... you're putting on the whole armor of God. And the phrase that is now the new mark for William Carey is armor up. The idea to put on your armor, get ready for battle. And that applies not only to the athletics realm, but also the academics and, yeah, frankly, just life realm.
I've got to think that's a play off of Anchor Down for Vandy, right?
Anchor Down and Armor Up?
Yeah, so Armor Up. I love it. Absolutely love it. I don't think that here in Hattiesburg, you've got to be crazed sports fan of years gone by like you and I are, Caleb, to make that connection. I think people are going to absolutely be drawn to that. And I think that it is marketing genius.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for some new gear. And that's an opportunity for especially all these students that are coming back to campus. And we're back joined by Coach Farrell. Coach, there's a lot of freshmen and transfer students about to come in. They're about to experience their first taste of William Carey. And this is a big opportunity for them to learn new things and find different ways that they could be a part of the rallying cries of William Carey. And Armor Up is just a part of that.
Yeah, Armor Up, boys. You know, I like it.
I love it.
Me and Mixon have kind of been going back and forth, you know, in the hallway. So we like it. On this Thursday in front of the King Center, there's going to be a sidewalk for like a Crusader rally for all the new students, the new transfer students. All faculty and staff will be kind of lining the street there, the road there, just welcoming them. And it's kind of a kickoff to Carey Wow, which has been great kind of orientation for the new students. And then on Friday, we actually play Meridian at 7:30 at home as well. And that's going to be on the Carey Wow kind of schedule. So there should be a huge crowd for tomorrow, but on Friday as well.
Just in the last couple of years, I don't think there could be a more appropriately named event than Carey Wow. Because you have students that remember the Carey of 20 years ago or 25 years ago or 30 years ago, whenever it was. And maybe their kids are coming through or maybe they're getting reacclimated to Carey again. But in particular for these new students, that they get a taste of campus on a particular event or maybe they take their own personal tour on a random day in the spring. For them to then be at the Carey Wow event, what is that wow moment for them? Is there more than one wow moment? What's the feedback you get from, I didn't know XYZ about Carey before today? What really blows them away?
I think the fact that they can, like when I did it, you know, 2010 under the intramural, the faculty staff actually went up against the students in the Carey Wow competition. So you get to know your faculty staff members as well, but you compete, you know, tug of war and all these kind of events. So the kids, it's a good way to just introduce the kids to William Carey. And this is going to be the biggest one, you know. So they're going to have, this is the first time some of these students will probably watch a really competitive soccer game as well. Meridian, they'll bring a huge crowd. Pearl River tomorrow. They always, you know, because it's local, so, and it's free in. So for the two preseason games, it's in a free event. So we're hoping it's going to be just a great weekend because it's welcoming those new students.
Yeah, it should be fun. And Carey Wow is such a great opportunity and an icebreaker for these students to, you know, lay off all the stresses of, oh, you know, my first time being on a college campus about to take classes or, you know, trying to find them all and know where I'm supposed to be at any given moment. Just break down that curtain of, you know, anxiety and just say, let's have fun. Let's all break it down and have a good time.
Well, Carey is offering the best of what any four-year university can offer. And then, of course, obviously with the graduate level as well. But just in terms of the student life, student engagement, rally crew is really going to a new level. And, you know, Coach Farrell, you and I had a chance to be a part of a meeting this past week where we got some of the coaches together, got Ben Smith together, got in a room, and we're just kind of very briefly putting together a little bit of a framework of how we're going to engage the students like never before. What did you think sitting in a coach's seat about your hope of where that's headed?
Yeah, it was amazing. And you know, congrats to you for kind of setting that up as well, Josh. Long overdue. But, you know, I kept on saying in the meeting, it's always the coaches. It's the coach. We need to get the students involved.
You big know, time.
We have got to, because if you don't have the students involved, it's the culture. So that's what I'm looking for is can the students get together, create that culture and get out there, support, not just soccer, but every sport on campus as well.
So, with the rally crew, and thinking about this too, this is basically year two of their existence. And already with what we saw last year with the ways they showed out to events, the ways they came dressed out at different soccer matches, volleyball matches, and the works, there's a big opportunity for them to make a splash here in 2025, 2026, if you want to extend it to the full athletic calendar year.
We're getting the cheerleaders out to multiple soccer matches. They're going to be out at three soccer matches. They're also going to be out at three volleyball matches. So we're trying to get the pep band into the volleyball arena as well for at least a match or two, because you talk about a nightmare scenario with the band and the cheerleaders and the students at that volleyball center. It would be insane.
And I remember in college when I was doing public address for volleyball, it was always so much more fun when the pep band would come and be a part of the atmosphere, because you can get so much done with the PA system there.
Sure.
But when you have that interaction, that means the students that are band members are engaged, and that means their friends that come and want to support them and the volleyball team are engaged as well. And we talk about it all the time. Volleyball is one of those sports where there's a score every single time they throw the ball in the air.
Yes.
And so the energy has so much potential to just blow the roof off the place. And so that is prime time in real estate to have a great atmosphere for a match, especially in that regard. Now, thinking about that rally crew, William Carey is a university that does not field an American football team. We understand that. We get it. There's a lot of costs that go into it. It takes a lot to get on the plus side, and that's why places like Mississippi College have dissolved their programs. Now, that said, it gives students an opportunity to pick what do they want to support or what do they want to latch on to during that, to say, void in the academic year. So without American football to cheer on in the fall, all the more reason to jump out there to Danny Owens Field and cheer on the soccer teams, because not only do you have an outdoor venue and a sport to cheer for, but also a high caliber set of athletic teams. I mean, women's and men's soccer, we all know the history there. The students may not, but they sure should know it soon enough, especially after they've been on campus for a couple days. This is a huge opportunity, especially with already the support and buy-in from the rally crew, to get more and more people engaged, and already with the athletics department pouring in, a big opportunity for big crowds and big atmospheres.
Well, could you imagine, and William Carey, I think they're, you know, doing it the right way this year. Get everything started in the right direction with this kind of Carey welcome weekend. But if you're a student, you would want to join an organization like the rally crew. You know, you have chances to join any, and it only takes a couple, but I think, like you said, the culture, if we can create that culture, and last year I just remember Middle Georgia at home when we scored that winning goal, and there was probably about, I don't know, 80 to 100 rally crew kids in the stand going crazy. Could you imagine if there was 500? You know, right. that's the atmosphere we want to create.
Well, and one of the things I've been thinking about is that as this Pine Belt area grows, as the Hub City area grows, if you can get a dedicated fan base of 1,000 to 1,500 season ticket holders, Crusader Club members, dedicated fans, 1,000 to 1,500, oh my goodness, phenomenal what that would do in terms of there would be no athlete or coach or program at Carey on the athletic side that would want or need for anything. Because there would be that much buy-in from that fan base.
No, I agree. And, you know, with the sports teams being so competitive and high win percentage as well, you're going to be supporting a team that generally wins as well.
Yeah. And I think back to my days of covering basketball with Coach Knight. He would tell me all the time about the ways that crowds were back in the 80s and the GCAC days. One, that had a lot more locale to it, I think. You know, some teams in New Orleans, you had Mobile in there as well, but also others in Mississippi and Western Alabama. But nowadays, it feels like we're back on an uptick of fan support and buy-in and people wanting to be a part of it. One, it starts with awareness. Two, it starts with the buy-in from others to then encourage their friends to be a part of it. But also from the athletic department building itself. And you mentioned talking to Coach Mixon and saying armor up in the hallways and all that. Does it feel like there's a buzz amongst the different coaches about the things they're seeing leading up to the season?
Yeah, 100%. You know, 100%. It just and just talking to Dr. Burnett as well about, like, we're the dorms are full. You know, I think we were up 600-700 students from last year, and school hasn't even started. Like the cafeteria today, they ran out of food at one point today, and we're a week away from school starting. So I just think campus is going to have just a special kind of environment this year. You know, you got the stage on campus. They've done so many little small pieces around the coffee house as well, the entrance to that. So it's going to be really interesting to see Sunday or Monday. Can I find a parking spot?
As I'm listening to y'all talk, I think the big thing that people want, and as I encourage them to put down their phones and look up, is to be a part of community. And the Cary community is really special. And so it'll be interesting. I'm brainstorming of some ways that you can get community / alums / maybe pregame socials on the weekends and things like that. Some social type events in pregame, and then they can stay over for the games and stuff. That worked very well with the community development night in baseball. Packed out, it was like standing room only crowd that night for the MC game in baseball. Be great to incorporate some of those type local events in with the Cary community. That'd be incredible.
Yeah. And I think back in my college experience, one of my favorite things were athletic events and the memories I made with my friends, whether it be watching Dak Prescott score a touchdown against Auburn to vault them to number one. For Cary fans, it could be watching Jamie Wynn tee one up to Billy Bowe to knock one in the back of the net in overtime. And other things of that nature. Dylan Brumfield hitting some big shot or a home run from R.J. Stinson, if you're talking about years gone by. All kinds of different things have an opportunity to make an impact on students' lives and also just fans' lives around the community.
And then further connect them to William Cary for the future.
Yes, because those memories are going to come back and you're going to want your kids to be a part of it.
Sure.
Or your future friends if you stay in the Hub City area. Well, Coach Farrell, thanks so much for joining us. We're looking forward to seeing the season down the road, and we're going to visit with you again shortly, I am sure.
Thank you, Caleb. Josh, appreciate it as always.
All right. He is Coach Barry Farrell. Up next, a breakdown of the top teams in the SSAC volleyball and a whole lot more as we wrap up.
From the coaches to the student athletes and the fans that cheer them on, you're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
The 0-1 runner goes. Liner, right center, coming over. Patty Lee dives. He makes the catch.
How about Patrick Lee making a splash there in the minor leagues with a game-ending catch and then doubling off a runner for the Michigan Whitecaps? Good stuff right there.
Oh, what a great call as well for those that critique that. I mean, I was right there with them. Still doing good things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no two paths to the bigs are the same.
That's right. No two paths are the same. So hats off to Patrick Lee playing in right field for that one. Made a diving catch and helped end that ball game the other night. So as we continue, I promised it a couple times, and now I'm going to deliver on it. The SSAC preseason rankings came out. This is the preseason coaches poll, and so this is voted on within the conference. William Cary comes in at number 2 overall with 69 points. Mobile just ahead of them with 76. Mobile had 4 first place votes. Cary with 3. So right there in the mix of it.
If Swell and Lima was here, would we have been first?
I don't know if all the coaches were privy to that yet or not. Okay. So who knows?
I don't know. I'm just thinking. Now, a lot more quality depth. It was a good first tri-match or quad match or whatever you will in terms of breaking the team up into two groups and competing against all the JUCOs over the weekend. Coach Rhonda said that was pleased, and they feel like if they stay healthy that they'll have a lot more quality depth. We'll have Rhonda on in a couple of weeks to hear it straight from her, as they'll have some matches under their belt heading into their first home match. But I just think, it the rise continues, right? From literally a couple of years ago, almost non-existent in that conversation, to we're saying, hey, if one player here or there, would they've been preseason number one in the league? I mean, they're going to be poised right where they're supposed to be.
And to follow up on last week's conversation, we had it with Lauren Lamford, new assistant coach under Rhonda Shirley. They did post that video of the synchronized swimming. I hope the volleyball action is much better than the synchronized swimming. If not, we're in a little bit of trouble.
But was the effort and the energy and the enthusiasm there?
And that's what counts, right? You want the team to be a group working together, going through issues, no matter how ridiculous they may be. But it's that camaraderie that they're trying to build up and get ready for.
I also think they're kind of trying to tell the ladies, please don't kill each other in competition and practice before the season starts. Hence the comment by coach, if we stay healthy, and you're going, wait a minute, you haven't even started yet. That is how competitive this group is in practice. They love the game. They love competing. They are competing for those starting spots, and they've got great, great, great camaraderie already. This is going to be a fun, fun group.
Yeah, really are. And if you missed that interview with Coach Lanford, that was last week on Crusader Talk. You can scroll back just an episode and get that conversation. We also talked to Katoria Blackman, new assistant women's basketball coach, joining the fold, and she is or was part of that podcast as well. So coming up for volleyball, their season actually begins Friday in San Antonio, Texas. A 10 a.m. start, they will play Texas Wesleyan University, followed by a match against Oklahoma City. All that part of the Halo Classic over in San Antonio, Texas. They're going to play a total of four matches, including one against Our Lady of the Lake University. Folks will remember that name from softball going to the national championship a little while back. But they will not be home for a while. And we've mentioned this before, but they have three different road trips prior to coming back home to Hattiesburg to face Dillard. That'll be September 2nd. So no home matches that count towards the regular season until September. But in August, they will first travel to San Antonio, then to Butte, Montana, and then finish up that road stretch in Omaha, Nebraska. So kudos to them for playing a tough schedule and getting a lot of exposure early on in the season.
They grow them a little taller in the Midwest when it comes to volleyball.
Is that because they mimic the corn or something?
I guess, but they are really, really good at volleyball. So that is a huge scheduling uptick for Coach Shirley and her staff and those ladies. That's going to be a big boost to the RPI. That's going to be great for their strength of schedule, obviously, which you know works into that ratings percentage index and is going to be big time for the postseason.
Yeah, and as you heard Coach Farrell mention, they have two preseason matches coming up, first of which is against Pearl River Community College on Tuesday. That's tomorrow at 7:30. And then against Meridian Community College Friday, August 15th. That's at 7:30 as well. Both in Danny Owens Field in Hattiesburg on William Carey's campus. First regular season game of the year is going to be at LSU Alexandria. And first home match for the men's soccer team will be against LSU Shreveport on August 26th. That's a Tuesday night, 7:30 start. That'll be actually a doubleheader, if memory serves right, with the girls playing right before that at about 5 o'clock. As far as Coach Owen's squad, their first match at home will be their first match of the year, and that will be on the 21st against LSU Alexandria. So while Coach Farrell and them were playing LSUA on the road, Coach Owens and company will play them at home, and then they will also play LSU Shreveport on that August 26th Tuesday date. That'll be, again, part of that doubleheader at 5 o'clock starting time there. So we're about ready to talk about real action on the field and the hardwood. Going to be fun.
Can't wait.
All right. Our thanks to Coach McKenzie and Coach Farrell for joining us on this edition of Crusader Talk. If you missed it, catch us on demand. Until next time, for Josh West, I'm Caleb Hamill. Good night, God bless, and go Saters.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.